This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Give me the name of a quarterback we're not talking about enough, Peter.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I spent the day around the Saints, and maybe Derek Carr, we'll see.
Well, Carr definitely has a chip on his shoulder. I mean, maybe the largest shoulder chip there is in the NFL.
Today's guests, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, NBC Sports fantasy football expert Matthew Berry, comedian Dan Soder, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here. If you're watching on the Roku channel, if you're listening to us on SiriusXM Odyssey, we say hello to all those listening later on or whenever they darn well please through the Cumulus Podcast Network, the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, being birthed this very month. Home to all 3 hours of the Rich Eisen Show every single day. Also, Overreaction Monday coming your way in podcast form every single Monday during the season. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask every Tuesday during the season. Going to have a podcast called What the Football. Check it all out by subscribing. Hit that RSS feed like the head of a hammer hitting the nail. So we appreciate everybody out there joining us today. Albert Breer is going to be joining us from the Philadelphia Eagles and Indianapolis Colts scrimmage. Lots going on there.
Have you read what's going on here?
Lots going on there. So we'll talk about that. Matthew Berry will join us in the middle of this show talking about fantasy football, as is his wont. And then Dan Soder, the actor in studio, he is a diehard 49er fan. He is also besties with a guy who he grew up with, who turns out to be the current head coach of the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel. So it'll be a fun conversation in hour number three with Dan when he joins us. Baker Mayfield, no surprise, has just been named the starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We saw the birth of a new Washington Commander quarterback last night on Monday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens. Sam Howell had a heck of a night last night, to say the least. But we have to start, as usual, by saying good morning to our guys. Chris Brockman, good to see you, sir.
Good morning, Rich.
DJ Mikey D, you did survive the hurricane.
Oh, you're here.
Bro, if there's a hurricane in town, and then you don't show up the next day, we get nervous.
No, huh? I'm fine.
We didn't get nervous because we saw your 15 selfies and you're taking videos outside your window for something called DNN. During the hurricane, so we saw that.
You know what that stands for, Rich.
D's Nuts Network.
No, D's Nuts Network.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How are you, sir?
Good, Rich. Very good. How you doing?
I'm very well aware of your acronyms, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Wow.
Love it.
Let's jump into this just straight up with Jonathan Taylor. We have been talking about this. We had no idea when we started asking running backs from Miles Sanders to Christian McCaffrey back in the spring, I believe May, late April, early May, when we were talking to these running backs, had no idea that the running back market story would become the story of the football non-playing training camp preseason. But here we are with a young running back who led the league in rushing 2 years ago, coming off an injury-marred season, but the entire Colts season last year was mired and marred by whatever you want to name. Injuries, quarterbacks, rotating, interim coach who's never done it before. I mean, what a holy heck of a mess of a season last year the Indianapolis Colts had. And Jonathan Taylor, along with Anthony Richardson, one thought, a great backfield combination for years to come. And Jonathan Taylor and the Colts are at an impasse that just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And yesterday, after Jonathan Taylor left camp for treatment on an ankle, that's weird. Then he comes back and he's still not ready to perform after said treatment. That's weird. Then he's out there on the field just standing there with a scowl on his face every single time we show a photograph of him. And he is one of the most delightful humans out there. And the Colts know this. They know what a find they got in Jonathan Taylor in the second round of a draft. But when you draft someone in the second round, you don't have a fifth year of contractual control, which means this fourth year is when rubber meets the road. And he wants to be paid. Problem is, running backs in this day and age are not going to get what they're worth unless they're Christian McCaffrey or Derrick Henry. And even if those guys were up right now, would they get that money? Don't know. But Jonathan Taylor, amongst all, we had Peter King on yesterday, and he was just with the Colts, and he's like, I kind of think that they're going to flip him some money at the end of this summer, and he'll be happy out there in week one. And that's entirely possible that it's still happening. But yesterday, Jonathan Taylor was finally given permission to go seek a trade by the Indianapolis Colts management. Go for it. Jeez. The door is open for you to leave if that is what you want. It sure seems like that's what you want. So we're going to give you the opportunity to go find that deal. And of course, your first thought is, well, Colts are letting him leave. He's gone. Now, two things. One, you know Jonathan Taylor's not serious unless he flies to China and says he will never play on a franchise that Chris Ballard is the general manager of.
Let him repeat that.
Just go, let him repeat that. So, did he say it in China? He doesn't have a beard like James Harden. But Harden's not getting traded just yet either in the NBA, and there is news on that front we'll talk about later on in the show. But seriously, you sit here, my first thought is he's gone. Until you just sit and let it settle. The Chargers did the same thing with Austin Ekeler. Hey, we love you. You're incredible. You are our guy. My gosh, are you our guy. But are we going to pay you like you're the man? We don't have to. And so we're not going to. So you want out? There's the door. Seek the trade. And he didn't find one. And that was back in the spring. This is now 19 days before the start of the regular season first week. Less than that if you want to talk about opening night. 2 weeks from Thursday. And then, talk about a tough spot. Despite how great Jonathan Taylor is. Despite how amazing a human he is. Despite the fact that this is who you want to build teams around. Rosters are getting set. Guys that got drafted in the fifth and sixth rounds or fourth rounds or third rounds that teams hope can prove out at this position. After they draft him in April and you want to maybe, you know, still sign somewhere, at least at that point in time, these teams don't know what these running backs may look like. They don't know how they're going to respond to hard coaching or training camp or preseason action. Now they do. Now they're like, we believe in you. So what, they're going to just turn around and make a trade for Jonathan Taylor despite how good he is? They're really going to do that? And you could sit here and go, absolutely you're going to do that. And I'm one of those people that this guy can play for me. But the Miami Dolphins just didn't sign Dalvin Cook because they might think Devin Achane is the guy along with the rest of that running back room. They're going to go ahead and flip the draft capital and the actual capital, Stephen Ross dollars, that will be required to bring in Jonathan Taylor. One would think this is a two-pronged process. Do you want him? And how much will you pay him? I don't think he's just going to show up on a new team and not sign for something new. So the fact that the Colts are like, there's the door, doesn't mean that they are going to lose him, because that door opens up into a very uncertain world for Jonathan Taylor in this running back market. Less than 3 weeks before the beginning of a season. And then you hear the reports of what Chris Ballard rightfully wants for Jonathan Taylor because of what he's worth. And Tom Pelissero, our good friend and frequent guest host here, says they want Christian McCaffrey-type return. And the Panthers got four draft picks in the middle of last season for McCaffrey. including a second rounder, and the Colts would want more. And he points out one reason that it's going to be tough to find a trade partner, though all it takes is one. Don't forget, Tim Tebow was a first-round draft choice because Josh McDaniels said, okay. Johnny Manziel, who's the documentarian star of the moment. The Browns are like, yeah, he's a first-rounder. All it takes is one. That's correct. But that is an insane amount. If you are what? Even the Bears. You're seeing right now, Bears. You're seeing also folks are like, Chiefs. Could you imagine the Chiefs with this guy? Are they really, as Chris Jones is sitting at home saying, I want my money, and they're holding the line on Chris Jones?
Yeah, exactly.
They're
going to
go trade for Jonathan Taylor, flip a one or whatever the Colts are going to accept for him.
Right.
And pay Jonathan Taylor what he wants while Chris Jones wants his money? Bears fans, really? Really? After you saw Khalil Herbert take one to the house in a preseason game, and I know it's just a preseason game, I get it. But that's just the thinking here. You think Ryan Poles is going to call up Chris Ballard today and say, yeah, you got it. McCaffrey return? I've got the draft picks from Bryce Young. I got it to give you. I'm going to use it on Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor on the Bears sounds great. Jonathan Taylor is exactly the type of bell cow back that Chicago would adore right there in Big Ten country where he showed everybody, although not well enough to be a first-round draft choice, what he can do. But the reality is, right before they're taking on the Green Bay Packers, Ryan Poles is going to stop everything and go, we are going to be trading all of this capital. Let's get Jonathan Taylor here and let's fit him in the salary cap. Is it possible? Could the Bears be that one? Maybe. But that is a tough piece of timing for Jonathan Taylor in this market to be shown the door for him to explore now. Is kind of tough, which leads me to this final point. So running backs in this league are valued right up until the time that they want to get paid as such. And when they say they want to get paid as such and want to find the spot where they can get paid as such, commensurate to their value, a team will allow them to seek that trade. But place upon the team that wants to acquire this player and perhaps pay said player the value that the player is looking for. They will value the player in terms of draft choices at the level that the player says, oh, pay me at that level. Right. No, we won't pay you at that level, but we'll value you at that level in draft choices to the point where you won't find the partner to pay you. Because they might be willing to pay you that money as a free agent, but that money on top of the draft capital? I don't think we can do that. 3 weeks before the season.
Yeah.
So Jonathan Taylor, we're just not going to pay you. Because Jim Irsay won't or whatever. I don't know what's going on there.
It's weird.
Because they know what they have in Jonathan Taylor and who they have in Jonathan Taylor. But Jonathan Taylor says, pay me as such. The answer is no. Let me go seek a trade. Okay. But the trade is commensurate to the value that normally would be associated with the salary you want that we won't give you. And this is why, and you're wondering why running backs are pissed off and zooming with each other.
Pissed off and zooming?
Pissed off and zooming is a great fantasy team name, and I might just have christened our team as such. Honestly, I want to get paid. No, I want to get traded. Okay, well, no one's going to want me because you're valuing me at a certain level.
Right.
Well, that's how much you're worth. Well, then give that to me in terms of salary. No. Come back and play for us. Okay. Then I'll do it again. And then I'll ask for the salary. And here's your franchise tag.
Of course they're pissed.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Honestly. But the reason why they're doing it is because they can. So I think Jonathan Taylor is going to run into some headwinds. He's going to have to break some tackles here to get where he wants to go. He's good at that. But if you're acquiring him, you're like, okay, so you need a treatment on your ankle? Yeah, that was just for me to make my point. Because if I didn't do that, I couldn't get the trade opportunity that's here. So you want me? I'm fine. Trust me, I'm good. All right. How much? That much? Okay. Well, now that we've agreed, get Chris Ballard on the horn. I want a hamburger. I want a cheeseburger.
You'll get nothing like it.
That's the state of play. Honestly, I saw that trade demand. I'm like, well, they're really going to let him go. Okay. No, they're not. They would if somebody, because you never know. You never know. Again, I'm sorry, Browns fans. Your owner looked at Johnny Manziel and like, that's a first-round draft choice. Maybe they find somebody like that.
You want odds, Rich?
Go for it.
All right, if not the Colts, which team will Taylor take his first snap with this year? The Dolphins are your favorites.
But why would they do that if they had Dalvin Cook right there?
Because Jonathan Taylor is better than Dalvin Cook.
I get it. I understand that he is. He's younger. I understand that. But if $5-6 million, what the Jets signed him for, was too rich for their blood, then $10 million, $11 million, he's going to want the market value that he deserves.
I get it. Unless it's a one-year, $8 million prove-it deal.
Prove it.
The Bears, 4-1. Ravens, 7-1.
Ravens, come on.
Broncos and Cowboys, 7.5-1.
The Broncos aren't a bad choice. Cowboys.
Now that's the one right there, baby.
We just...
Go get them.
Trust me, I thought about this all night.
Go get him. Come on, Jerry, what are you doing?
There is less pie.
There would be.
Commanders, right. Bucks, Bills, 10-1.
Chris, we got to pay Micah.
Let's put a pin in that for the moment. Albert Breer slated to join us. I mean, I think he's on the field right now talking to the Colts.
Nice.
Yeah, I just got the thumbs up. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. Albert Breer, and a reason why we're having him on is not only because he's in the know, but he's the one that got that text, exclamation point and all, from Jim Irsay saying they're not trading Jonathan Taylor now or in October.
Yeah, or in October.
Exclamation point. Wow. And now there's the door. And again, the reason why they're showing him the opportunity to get the trade is exactly what the Chargers did with Eckler, saying, we love you so much. This is what you want. Go find it. Problem is, it's a tough time to find it. Find the partner that's willing to trade the capital and give you the capital you're looking for right now. That you're wanting for and looking at right now. Is it possible? Of course it is. It's the NFL. So give it a try. Give it a whirl. And the Colts are willing to do it. Which, by the way, if they do find the trade partner, I mean, hey, Anthony Richardson, enjoy year one. Oof.
Yikes.
This is high stakes. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. When we come back, my top five list of the performances of preseason week number two. That's coming up. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. All right, back here on our program, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Did you guys think Jonathan Taylor was going to get traded the minute you saw that they're offering him the opportunity to go seek one?
No. I thought that it's going to be tough to deal him. It's kind of like in a weird way, it's kind of like James Harden. If you just look across the league, yeah, it's one thing to be like, I want to be traded. Sure, usually when a guy wants out, he gets out. Do some math. Like, look at each team. Where is the trade coming from? Who is the partner? Do they have the assets? Is it a team that needs him? Can they give up enough to get him?
Well, I'll push back and say I think a better analogy isn't Harden. It's Lamar Jackson. Because a bunch of teams, okay. Atlanta, you want Lamar Jackson? Well, let's entertain it. How much? Right. How much? Right.
We got a guy.
We got Desmond Ritter.
You know, we got a guy.
Here already.
We got
some,
you know what I mean? Like, how many teams, theoretically, on paper, like a fantasy league? You want Lamar? Sure. Oh. Like,
I need your
setting
other best players.
The top paid player in the National Football League.
Right.
That.
Jonathan Taylor is a top 10 player in the league.
Oh, by the way, and how many draft choices do we have to give up to sign him? Two ones. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's the difference. Like, Jonathan Taylor, do you want him? You want him in Chicago? Ask any Bears fan. Hell yeah. How much draft? And, you know, the Ryan Poles, how much am I salary cap?
Yeah, a one, a two, a four, and a six.
They just,
and pay him $30 million guarantee.
He just let Montgomery walk to Detroit.
Right. Yeah. You got all these draft picks.
Yeah, they're ready to go with Khalil Herbert, who does seem to have some home run hitting.
Yeah.
Better than some White Sox.
Hey-o.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Got to take this phone call. It's again, I'm a gent in my mid-50s, so when I see where this person's calling from, I think it's expensive. You know, long distance charges. Remember those?
Yes.
Money doesn't seem like an issue there, though. When you see all the buildings
in Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, Orlando calling in from Dubai. Is this like the Dubai? It's not like Dubai, Indiana. Like there's this town in Indiana called Dubai.
No, I wish. No.
Okay.
I actually called a few months ago. I'm the same Orlando who called from Colombia. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right, Magellan, what's going on?
Orlando be racking up those miles, baby.
I got one life to live, trying to make the most of it, right?
Okay.
Attaboy.
Okay.
I ain't mad at that at all, Orlando.
But my problem was I called last time, and I told you the coach to trade Jonathan Taylor back in May. Now, we're here. But let me go back and tell you about the history. We never paid Marshall Faulk. We never paid Edger and James. We're not paying Jonathan Taylor. So that's Colts history. Let me ask you this: if the Colts go 2-15 or 3-14, do you think Anthony Richardson will get Josh Rosen or Caleb Williams?
No.
And
no way.
Wow. Because I think honestly, Chris Ballard is on the hottest hot seat of any coach, any GM in the NFL right now.
Well, so, I mean, and Ballard, in my mind, does I think a great job. It's just the problem is. The quarterbacks, you know, like we're like 80 for Brady, you know, like the cast of whatever the football version of 80 for Brady, Orlando,
well,
you know.
I mean,
so
like I said, we talked about the 2019, you know, Phantom retirement, but it's Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid. But I also have one thing to ask you. So I would like to put a wager on the table before the NFL season kicks off. Let me just hear me out. So we can do like a pick-em, pick-em. We do 18 weeks. We pick a game a week. Whoever wins, if you guys win, I will fly to L.A., treat you all to lunch or dinner. If I win, I get to hang out with you during Super Bowl during one of the shows.
Here's what I'll say, Orlando. I'm not a wagering man. I'm sure we'll get to see one another since you're traveling the world. So how about that? We'll just leave it at that. And I appreciate the call, Orlando. Thank you. It's Orlando in Dubai. Do you know Marshall Faulk was traded for a 2 and a 5? Did you see that yesterday? Everyone was talking about all these running back trades, like LeSean McCoy for Kiko Alonso.
Yeah, I saw that was out there.
You know,
yeah.
Marshall Faulk was traded for a 2 and a 5.
That seems
the guy who made that trade's in the Hall of Fame. By the way, it's got a bust in Canton.
They did get Edgerrin James out of that deal the next year.
Well, it's Marshall Faulk. I know
Edge ended up
in the Hall.
It is
Edge James.
I mean, you know.
That's luck right there. You don't know you're going to end up with.
No, they got luck out of.
Oh.
Peyton Manning.
I know. I'm just saying.
So then they've been kind of lucky.
They have had a literal horseshoe up there, you know what.
Well, look.
When it comes to talent and replacing players.
And in defense of Chris Ballard, I think they have drafted some good players in Indianapolis, all right?
Also, they would take Marvin Harrison number one, right, if they end up getting number one pick?
Good question. And just, and you know, and
you'd have to, right?
Giving him dad's number.
You know what I mean?
Giving your quarterback a number
that's
one.
That's another day.
Right. Well, now you got me excited for this. Now.
Literally, that is going to be a mate with Drake May, a huge conversation next spring. Yeah. Certainly
those
with Drake
guys.
May, if Sam Howell proves out like he's looked last night. Because, you know, everybody usually matches quarterbacks to schools and things like that.
Well, everyone's forgetting about Trubisky.
Well, I mean, you know, he was a double doink away from advancing for the coach of the year, Matt Nagy.
He's on his third team now.
I get it. I just don't know. I would love to know. Because Ballard, again, with Philip and Matt Ryan and trying to do it that way. Because you saw what happened with the Bucks. Let's go get Tom Brady. There's only one of them.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's the idea. Bucks just added Tom. Let's just add Philip. Let's just add Matt Ryan. The issue was, and we all were, like, it was one of those horror movies where people are in the back row saying the axe murder is right there. When they got Carson Wentz, it was like everybody was saying, don't.
Don't do it.
And they said the same thing to the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Or is it football team at the time?
Them.
Just don't do it. But I would love to know, and we'll get Albert Breer on in a half an hour. Is this Jim Irsay saying we're not doing it? And Ballard is, because Chris Ballard, if he is on the hot seat, don't you think he wants Jonathan Taylor next to Anthony Richardson and let's win now? Because I don't, you know, time's ticking. Like Mona Lisa Vito, like stomping a foot, like let's go.
I would think so.
Because if I'm Chris Ballard, I'm like, hey, Jim, you know, some of the money you were going to give to the whale, can we just.
Listen.
I know. R.I.P. Is it hashtag too soon?
R.I.P.
No.
R.I.P. Okay. Will.
Oh, did it die?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. R.I.P.
It happened during the hurricane.
Yeah, R.I.P.
I was so busy. You know, don't you think Chris Ballard is going to be like, is he the one holding the line? Or is he the one that's trying to like, let's all get everyone back together? He's like doing shuttle diplomacy between luxury bus and luxury running back. Is that what he's doing? I'd love to know. I would love to know what's going on behind the scenes here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Meanwhile, preseason week number 2 has come to its conclusion. It is all over. 5 days long. How great was that? As a matter of fact, I believe this past weekend was the, this coming weekend is the first weekend of college football all the way through.
Week zero.
The most wonderful time of the year.
College football week zero.
So we've kind of made it, right? Have we officially made it?
We've made it.
Are we there?
Rich, I'm going to my draft this week. We made it.
Okay. I had no idea that was like the, you know, seeing your shadow or not.
You know what time it is.
There's 24 more weeks of football because Brockman's fantasy league has seen its shadow. I had no idea.
Come on.
Well, something's got to kick off the season.
Punxsutawney Chris over there. I had no idea.
I've been doing this a long time.
Something's got to kick off the season.
No idea. All right. Music, please. Top 5 performances of preseason week number 2. Hey. Number 5 on this list is a kid that I kind of can't wait to see what he does on this stage, in this city, in this spot. And we saw it with a 33-yard grab in the preseason win against the Carolina Panthers from Tyrod Taylor, found Tennessee volunteer Jalen Hyatt in the end zone. And I am so fascinated by what he might be able to bring to this Giants offense with Darren Waller and Saquon Barkley. And if Daniel Jones has a remover of the top of the defense in this young kid and Brian Daboll dialing things up. I saw that route 33 yards. Jalen Hyatt, he made this list. And I know there was a bunch of kids that did very well this weekend. Part of how he might perform for the Giants this year puts him number 5 in this list. Number 4 on this list, right here in Los Angeles, California, where once upon a time he, after being done with an NFC Championship game, famously said farewell as a San Francisco 49er, only to come back as a San Francisco 49er. Jimmy Garoppolo went 4 of 4 for 39 yards for the Vegas Raiders, but he's not on the list. It's the guy who came in 2 quarterbacks later. Walk on from Purdue, Aiden O'Connell. I'm just telling you, Brian Hoyer, who Josh McDaniels can't seem to quit, threw an interception in this game. I'm just wondering, is it possible this kid wearing Derek Carr's number went 11 of 18 for a 163 and 2 touchdowns after what he did against the 49ers in his first preseason week? Are they higher registering in the film room going, this kid from Purdue is not too bad?
I was at the game on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Cage and I went.
Yes.
Not only was like 80% Raider fans.
I'm sure.
They were going nuts for this kid when he did anything. They are all behind him.
I'm just wondering, he seems to have the McDaniels offense down very well.
Making throws.
Yeah.
Hitting windows.
He's number 4 on this list, brother. For preseason week number 2, that's 2 straight weeks for him.
It was impressive.
Number 3 on this list. Look, he just had a cup of coffee, but if I'm putting Jalen Hyatt on this list because of what I think he can do in the position that he appears to be ready to rock for, then I got to put Bijan number 3 here. I don't know, man. It's just 4 carries, 20 yards, 1 catch, 6 yards. But that 12-yarder, his first carry, the way he made it through the traffic was very Matrix-like and just...
Yeah.
I know Texas Longhorn fans will be like, yeah, we know. I just... That one 12-yard run, it did light up the X-verse. Sorry. But I don't know. Like, he kind of had me at hello at that one carry.
Mm-hmm. And I think his catch was like a one-hander.
Yeah, he's 3.
Yeah.
He's 3. He had one series and he's number 3 on the list, but... That 12-yard carry is kind of, if I'm Arthur Smith with that mustache, I'm like, all right, son, we saw it. You're right there. Boom. We'll see you week one.
2,000 yards.
We will see you week one against Carolina. 2,000 yards, huh, from scrimmage? Okay.
Just let's go.
Number two on this list. If you're going to help snap the longest preseason win streak in the history of National Football League preseason football, and you are winging it around in your first start in the preseason as the newly named quarterback in our nation's capital, you're number two on this list, Sam Howell. Oh, my goodness. The only one who had a bigger hand in putting the Washington Commanders in front of everybody last night was Josh Harris.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
Holy cow. Sam Howell, we see you.
Ballin'.
Do we see you, Sam Howell? I will just say this. This is how crazy he's got Washington Commander football fans. I'm going to out him. Agent to the Stars, Ryan Hayden.
Uh-oh.
Diehard Washington football fan. Text me last night. I'm going to just say this. Ryan, you text me this. I'm going to have to say it. What I got here? Here we go. Washington Commanders fan said, quote unquote, everyone will laugh, but this is a franchise turning game for us. Then he adds, as sad as that is. And I don't know what's sadder, that you believe it or you know it's sad and you still text it. But this is how it is for Washington football fans. Is Sam Howell it? Can he be it? Can Dan Snyder, in his final draft in the draft room 2 years ago, right? I guess I'm assuming he was on a yacht somewhere, tapped out.
Yeah, is he watching games now?
I don't know where he was on the draft this time around, but I'm assuming he was involved in the previous. Sure, Sam Howell, fifth round pick. Go for it. I got dirt on everyone else. I'm out of here. Is it possible the Washington Commanders have Sam Howell as a fifth rounder drop down because UNC was terrible in his last year?
Stunk. Yeah.
We see you, Sam, and we will see you week one against Arizona, a winnable game that everybody thinks the Commanders are going to win, and he comes out and wings it like that. Number one on the list, though, was the guy that we started the show with yesterday, Jordan Love. Okay. I think we've seen enough out of him this preseason to know the physical attributes, the neck up attributes, the legs, the whole package. Coming out of the box waiting. That he's ready. He did it on this weekend, preseason week number two. Opening drive right down the field on Belichick and the defense. And you could say, oh, preseason, whatever. Bill is telling everybody out there to do their jobs, and jobs are on the line, and they are balling out for Bill on defense. And Jordan Love's like, I got it. He's number one on this list. That's your top five performances of preseason.
You think
number
we need
two.
One more? Okay. All right, we'll get one more.
We're going to do this. This guy, what a dime. A 35-yard dime in the end zone for the Chicago Bears. Nathan Peterman is one more.
Stop it.
We can't quit him.
What is wrong with
you? We can't quit him. The NFL can't quit him, and he can't quit it. Nathan Peterman is what preseason football is all about, man.
Peterman.
Gonna show you. I'm gonna ball that. By the way, that did you see the throw?
No.
He made it to Dorrice Fountain. Love the name. Wanted to say the name.
Some people call me Dorrice.
Peterman to Dorrice. Wow. Peterman to Fountain. Splash, like Grant Park. I'm telling you, man.
Bartenders and truck drivers. There
you go. Say all you want.
Yeah, tell me one truck driver who ain't tough, though.
I'm talking about Peterman.
Dude, look up the throw. I mean, look up the throw.
I'm not here to give Peterman any flowers.
I almost gave it to Gardner Minshew when 13 of 15, you know, for a buck seven and a touch. There are a couple other ones. Purdy. Obviously, I think showed that he's ready. But I just wanted to throw Peterman and Bond.
That's more the catch than the throw.
That's the Gruden about Peterman.
The catch was more impressive.
The throw was in a perfect spot on the run.
The guy is twisting and then leaps. It's more the throw. More the catch.
I mean, Peterman should be throwing perfect passes. He's had enough practice.
He's been in the league forever.
I'm trying to give Peterman his due in the form of a top five list everyone's going to forget by the end of the week, okay?
Come on, Peterman.
You can't even give him that.
Because it's Nathan Peterman, bro.
Peterman.
Hey, Peterman.
16-0.
I'll tell you what, man. Did we delete the 16-0?
Yeah, that's gone.
It's gone?
We need Caliendo to do a 17-0.
We just need Caliendo.
Yeah.
That's true. You're right about
that. You understand that.
We need Caliendo in here to do the Raiders.
Pineapple, Under the Sea, SpongeBob. SquarePants.
You never heard that one before?
Yes, because that was the one, if I'm not mistaken, he did Summerall and Madden doing the play-by-play of the Nickelodeon
game.
We used to book him on my birthday in person as a birthday gift from Liz, just so we could laugh.
He's good people.
He literally shows up and I start laughing. Okay.
I'll tell you what, man.
Let's take a break.
SpongeBob.
You cannot
SquarePants
in Adam Silver's NBA go to China and say you're not playing for Daryl Morey without it costing you
some repercussions.
That's
Rich.
Next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
I follow NFL Films on Instagram. Do you guys follow NFL Films?
Yeah, it's
a must follow. They just posted 2 hours ago some great sound rips of Bill Parcells.
Nice.
Where he's walking down the field. He's as the Patriot head coach, and the doc is says to him that somebody's not feeling well, and he's like,
"That could go anywhere."
And the doctor goes, "He's not feeling his best." And he says, he's all right, but he's not in top form. And Parcells is like, huh? He goes, he'll be able to play, but he's not in top form. That's all. He goes, well, you don't have to play, Doc. All he's got to do is kick. He says about his kicker. Here's my favorite Parcells story. I've told it. I'll tell it again. Paul Tagliabue told me this story.
Okay.
Went to Jets practice when he was commissioner, when Parcells was coaching. And Parcells they're standing on the 50-yard line, and they're doing a goal line drill at the end of the field. Tagliabue told me Parcells is tearing everybody a new one. And he goes, Bill, we're the same age. I can't see past the 40-yard line. How can you see what's going on the goal line from the 50? And he says Parcells took a list out of his pocket. And he goes, I've written down the 10 guys I'm going to rip a new one during practice. I'm on number 3. Stick around. I got 7 more to go.
Just arbitrarily picking people to...
10 guys. He knew that he was going to rip a new one during practice. That's funny. God, I miss that guy. When he started, NFL Network started 20 years ago, he was the Cowboys coach. And his media sessions were like Tony Soprano's sessions with Dr. Melfi at the time. And we would run uncut Parcells just 5 minutes straight. We would call it Fresh Tuna. It was a segment we called Fresh Tuna on Total Access. It was glorious. God, I miss that guy.
He's still with us. He's 82 years old.
Well, the former Sean Payton, too. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. So James Harden, as we all know, doesn't want to play for the Philadelphia 76ers anymore, and told what I'm assuming is a highly confused group of fans in China at an event last week where he grabbed a microphone and said he's never going to play for Daryl Morey, a Daryl Morey team anymore, a team that Daryl Morey's on any longer. Let me repeat that. And he did that.
The repeat that is so funny.
And again, I'm glad he said, let me repeat that, because I'm imagining, you know, the first time it was being translated in real time to the audience, they didn't quite understand it.
What was the question that prompted that?
I don't know if it was a question. We got to get was Shams the one who was shooting that on his phone?
He's the one that
or
posted
he got the
video.
So
I don't know.
Was it just because, again,
unreal.
The way it was, he was standing on a half court with his logo on it, right? So it was branded. It was an event.
An Adidas,
come see
Adidas
James
event.
Harden.
Yeah.
Right. It was basically, hey, folks, James Harden is in your country. Come see him.
Yep.
And using it as a promotional tour.
Yeah.
And he's just holding court. And maybe it was him just talking about, hey, this is what I do for a living, and I love my shoes, and thanks for being here. Let me just say something. I want to get something out. And the question might have been, hey, James, the report is, and this was the report, fresh, that the Sixers were not going to trade him. And he called Morey a liar, and he's never playing for any team that Daryl Morey is on again. And back in the day, that may have worked. Free of charge. I mean, he's asked, he's told places, I ain't going to be here. Like full Magic Johnson, right? And then they showed him the door. As a matter of fact, I think, didn't Morey acquire him twice under such circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who raised his hand saying, I'll take you, James. Twice.
He's married his own GM career to James Harden.
But
that's
why
it was so shocking when that came out.
Well, in this new day and age, you're not allowed to do that, right, Chris? What's the latest on James Harden?
Oh my gosh.
That you have over there?
So James Harden has been fined $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently in the new CBA, so there was an investigation. I'm just trying to get the actual.
And under the new CBA, you're not allowed to openly
ask for a trade.
Ask for a trade.
Publicly demand a trade.
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
No dice. So I guess by calling him a liar and saying that he'll never play for him as long as he's part of an organization that's publicly demanding a trade.
And so Adam Silver in the NBA is like, James, it's not 2019 anymore. It's not 2018 anymore.
That's the most collectively bargained that he could be fined, $100,000.
You know what James Harden's thinking, wherever he is, China, Houston, wherever he is? If I had to guess. Honestly, I've never met the guy. I sat in front of him, a row in front of him during a Super Bowl once.
Oh.
I think the one in New York. New Jersey. You know what he's thinking, wherever he is? Best $100,000 I've ever spent.
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking. I'm sure he's not happy, but I'm sure he's had that much in honey buns and in a bag in Vegas at one point, right?
Oh, he's probably dropped that at local establishments.
I'm
TJ.
Just, you know,
like Randy Moss said, you know, what's that to me?
Straight cash.
I'm sure he's thinking best $100,000 I've ever spent because I got it out there and I got that off my chest. Training camp starts, I believe, in the association a month from earlier this week or this weekend.
Well, yeah, because
right around the corner.
Season starts in mid-October.
Yeah. And, you know, somebody's going to want Harden for the new tournament, right?
Who's going to take him in our league?
I don't know. Maybe I might get him because you're going to make sure I don't get the first overall pick.
Guaranteed you will not have the first pick.
That's ridiculous.
Well, he didn't win the championship last year, so it doesn't matter.
If I didn't.
First pick.
Who did win?
I believe Don Booby won.
Oh, jeez.
Because he knew
the playoffs were
playoffs
happening.
Because
why would a fantasy league have playoffs?
But
you didn't
guys
tell
see,
him. Well, you didn't tell him.
You guys know the clause in the collective bargaining agreement, right? Says if a player in the final year of their contract withholds services for more than 30 days, then they will be in violation of their contract. They could be blocked from becoming a free agent until the team he last played for expressly agrees otherwise. So if he tries to hold out from training camp, then this clause kicks in. So yeah, it's going
to. He also has $35 million reasons to play well.
But also.
But he could go to China. He's already kind of dropped that. Like, they show me love here.
TJ. You know what he's going to do?
He's going to show up for training
again,
camp.
We do this every now and then. Oh.
Oh, my arm.
My arm. Oh, wait a minute. I can't. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute.
I tell you I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape.
Problem is, he did go out and he did say to all of China, and I think that's almost 2 billion. An audience of 2 billion, right?
A lot of folks. A lot of folks.
Not in that facility.
No, that would be a record. Or
not
something.
A game.
1.4.
We're just talking about
1.4
press conference.
China right now.
Oh, did I overstate it?
You overstate it.
All right.
1.4.
Yeah, that's just a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
He let the cat out of the bag. 100 grand. Okay. Terzo in Iowa, let's take his phone call. All Rise. How are you, Terzo? What's going on, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well, Rich. Hey, TJ, did you ever think whenever you got back into California from leaving your house and traveling to Iowa that you'd run into a hurricane and then also an earthquake? You think that might be somebody telling you don't leave your house again or come to Iowa?
Mm. Nah, definitely not. Earthquakes are like, you know, they happen about twice a month here, so... You know, it happens. The hurricane, though, that was completely new. I don't think any of us have experienced
It didn't hit Southern California, unfortunately. Of course, it didn't hit. What's on your mind?
You guys are okay.
We are.
Hey, so
thanks, man.
This is kind of my opinion with James Harden, comparing it back to Jonathan Taylor. I see so much more value in Jonathan Taylor than I do in James Harden. James Harden, at this point, it doesn't seem like he wants to play for any team. And I think you get more value from James Taylor, and I think you get a better teammate. And how can you not, if you're the Colts, not give him $12 to $14 million? That's not breaking the bank. You got somebody that's going to do something for your rookie quarterback, whereas James Harden just feels like he's, you know, screwing everybody up, and Embiid might be gone from the Sixers, which is bad news for TJ and anybody else.
Well, here's the thing, Terzo, and Albert Breer is going to join us in 5 minutes. I will ask him, like, what? Why not give him the money? And I think his answer is going to be, and thanks for the call, we're up against the end of the hour. I think his answer is going to be because they don't have to. They don't have to. And he was hurt last year. And I'm sure Jonathan Taylor's like, hey, you know what I did last year. You know what I was running behind last year. You know the fact that you changed the coach in the middle of the season last year and hired somebody that had never done it before. You changed quarterbacks 3 different times last year. You know I came back when I wasn't 100% to try and fight last year. You know what I did last year. So, you know what I can do. You know what I have done. And you know what I will do once you pay me. I'm sure that's what he's thinking. And what the Colts are thinking is... We totally know that. We get that. But no. Albert's about to join us on this program. Don't you dare move with Matthew Berry talking fantasy after. Also, on the subject of earthquakes that we just mentioned in the middle of our hurricane that turned out to be just a heavy rain, heavy certainly rain. For Los Angeles. I heard the conversation pre-show. And Mike, did you say the following words? I love earthquakes. Did I hear that?
I actually don't mind. I shake. Go.
You know it's not a roller coaster, right?
Yeah,
that the ride stops and you know it will stop most likely with you safely, right? You know that, right?
You know how earthquakes work, right? The plates are sliding and causing the earth to move.
Here's the thing. There's nothing you can do about it.
You saw San Andreas,
so
the rock movie,
it out.
Right?
Enjoy it. That's the way I look at it. There's nothing you can do. You don't know when it's happening.
I know.
You can't predict them.
And that is
the
loss of
control.
They did
give us a little bit of a warning in this one. They had the warning.
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever gotten an alert on my phone.
Alert.
Which is what? An earthquake is happening?
It's like a...
I don't need an alert. Like
I can feel the earth
exactly.
moving.
Like,
yeah, but even so, it's like they've never sent alerts out. They've never sent anything out there I know of.
It's like getting an alert if somebody like sends you an alert as they punch you in the face.
I'm punching you in the face
aware your fist is attached to my face.
But you'd also be surprised how many people say like, oh, I didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
Like
I didn't feel it. But... I like it.
I felt it. I can't say I enjoyed it.
I like
it. But I agree
earthquakes.
With Mike. There's really nothing you can do.
My first earthquake I ever felt in L.A.? Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah. Hey, how about that? Look at you. Do you want an iHeart earthquake shirt?
Yeah. Okay. I'll do it. I have no problem.
I know you like free stuff.
Yeah,
it's coming your way as well. Albert Breer coming up.